Yes, ma'am.
And it's no telling how many men right around there had two and three and nobody knew it.
That's right.
Now, they say some folks could write a book about things nobody knew anything about.
Yes.
But, it's still going on today.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I believe a little worse than that, didn't you? But the time from which bad luck happening down, he's killing everything, folks on there robbing, you know, that was going down like right now.
You weren't afraid to leave your door open, were you, Ned?
No. Folks just go leave it, pull the door, and go out trying to feed and chop the cotton and do some mess all day. Folks didn't go in your house like that. Dog didn't go in there all the big something like that. See what you had, something like that. Rice and meat or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all you're scared about.
It was a question I was going to ask you about your grandmother and granddad. Do you remember their names?
No, I sure don't.
You don't remember what anybody ever called them? Did they ever talk to you about your grandmama and granddad?
Well, it is my grandmama, Emma, my dad's mother, you know, some age, you know. I know her was a little bit, you know, after my mother died. Of course, she died when I was small. I never knew what her mother was, you know, about small when she died, something, you know.
Well, Nance, did you ever, were any of your people that you knew of slaves?
Man, slaves?
Yeah. Tell me something about that, Tennessee. I don't know anything.
No, I don't know anything about that, Miss Jean. I ain't heard, see her. I got some brother old now, was niggas, you know. I'm not young, but young as you want to live, you now. And so I don't know a thing about that.
I think I heard him say that Will. You remember Will?
Yes, Mr. Daniel.
All right, was he, as a little boy, there was a connection about slavery with Will?
Yeah.
What was that, Nance?
I just don't know. I don't. But William, well, see, my brother was. Oldest, because he was 76, I think, or 75 when he died, you know.
So he's been dead 20 years, hasn't he?
No, he been dead about 10 years.
10?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he died in 63, I believe, too.
Well, you've never heard anybody talk about men around here that had slaves.
No, I'm not sure it ain't something like that, not so far. Sure ain't, cause some take me, Miss Ethel Bailey down here, I'll be talking to Miss Lenny down here, also Miss Martha up here.
Miss who?
Miss Martha. Up here, you know. That's right here. I think she about the oldest considered around for us. I knew her for. I can't think of course. I don't expect to tell him. I reckon me him about the same year.
You and who?
Miss Taylor Manley, I expect from the guy. I don't know how old he is with her.
I guess I better go to see Miss Martha then before she gets any older.
Yeah.
Wonder how she is. Do you?
I don't know, my sure don't. I know this here woman waits on up there, you know, Cody is old, I think you wait on up there. Every day seeing how they would, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, it would be good for me to go up there if I want to find out some history of things
so.
Around here,
yeah.
Because I never heard of any of my granddaddy's people having
slaves. I didn't know anything about it. Cause I think Walt, he was about 84 when he died.
Right,
he
was 84, 85.
Yeah,
and he came along after that time.
Yes.
And I never have heard him talk about his father.
No.
Never heard him talk about his father.
Oh, yes,
did you ever know anything about his mother or daddy?
No, I hear him talk. See, his daddy was named Alec Future, you know, I think, you know. Alec Future.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Walter's dad, Mr. Alec Gosson named after him, you see.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Winfield, he named after Miss Scott, named Step Hood or something like that.
Scott who?
Scott.
Granny.
Yeah. Now, that was, man, Mr. Scott Cowell, that was her second husband, yeah. I think Mr. Walter's dad got killed, I think. What it tell me a long time ago, and what I always heard him say.